Hello, I'd like to say a huge thank you to Emma, who recently donated to the podcast via the coffee button at whereareyougoing.co.uk. Thank you for the 5 coffees. I'm very grateful. This episode was recorded in Belfast in Northern Ireland on a busy morning in the centre of the city.
Hi. I just asked people where they're going and you're taking a big pile of magazines somewhere.
Just down to the shop here, down to the optician, the shop here, down to the optician. He's a yachting man, so I'm giving him a lot of the old yachting books here. All right.
So once you've read them, you give them to him?
I do, yeah.
Are you a yachting man too?
Yes, uh-huh.
Do you have a boat?
I don't have a boat now, no. I'm 85 now, 85, so kicking for touch.
Tell me about the last boat you had.
Last boat I had, she was a 35-footer. Used to sail from Carrickfergus and Belfast Lough up the Scottish coast, right up to Ullapool, out to the Outer Hebrides, to Stornoway, and out to, oh gosh, man, further out, but mostly the Scottish coast and the Outer Hebrides.
And did you go on your own?
Oh no, there were usually four of us.
Was that what you did for a job, or was that fun?
That was fun.
What's it like sailing a big boat like that around the edges of your country?
Well, it was okay. We used to sail in the Mediterranean too. We used to charter a yacht from a yard in Greece, and we used to sail in the Eastern Mediterranean. We used to sail there. The sad thing about it, we could never actually pick up good-looking girls like you. So that was it. So it was boys all together.
What is it you like about sailing, or loved about sailing?
Oh, well, it was always a bit of an adventure, really. So it was. And I came from County Londonderry and came along the River Bann there. And during the war, there were rescue launches in case maybe a plane ditched in the sea or something like that. So we were always used to boats and on the river, you know. So where are you from?
Cambridge,
oh well.
So now you're 85, you don't sail anymore?
I don't sail anymore.
Do you go on the water anymore?
Oh, I do.
How?
Well, when you say, I get the ferry from Belfast over to Scotland, and I used to do a bit of climbing.
You're an adventurous man.
That's right.
And what's it like being 85? Not so adventurous?
85, well, not bad.
I never ever would have guessed that as an age.
Would you not?
No, not in a million years.
Well, I used to do boating, used to climb in the moorns here. Our highest mountain in Ireland is Cairn Tuthill in Kerry, which is about 3,400. Used to go to Scotland where you were getting another 600 feet of altitude. Then I used to go down to the Alps, climbed in the Alps. Mont Blanc, in around the Mont Blanc area, climb Mont Blanc, climb the Matterhorn, used to go out to Africa, climb Kilimanjaro.
No.
Kilimanjaro, and Mount Kenya.
What's it like to summit a big mountain?
You're always hoping to get there, you know. Maybe now. I still go down to the moorns occasionally, but the moorns aren't very high, you know. I mean, our highest mountain in the moorns, Slieve Donner, is about 2,800 feet, you know. So there you go. Nice to meet a girl from Cambridge.
I hope he's appreciative of your lovely magazines.
Okay. Nice to see you.
No, bye now. The campus for Queen's University is beautiful. It's all red brick and very imposing, and it's right in the heart of Belfast City. Hello, excuse me. Hello. Making a programme where I just talk to people and ask them where they're going.
I'm a mature student attending a number of the open learning courses that the university puts on, 10-week courses, short courses, all manner of subjects, European history, Russian history, and so on. For an adult coming to an environment like this, it's exceptionally reassuring to discover that it's very unjudgmental, you know, provides you and nurtures you, gives you a nurturing environment. And I personally think it's absolutely wonderful.
What are you studying at the moment?
I'm now going to a course on Watergate, Nixon, and the history of the American presidency.
Wow. And so what decided you to become a mature student in this way?
Well, I started a BA here, a part-time BA, when I was 56, and I graduated 6 years later. I'm now fully retired, and I got the education bug.
Did you do a BA when you were 18?
No, I started it, but I had health issues and had to leave it. And then my family business collapsed, so I actually went into employment. And then, but I always vowed to come back to education later.
What's the value, finally, of this opportunity to you now?
Oh, it's intellectual engagement. It's intellectual stimulation. I'm retired. I have no intention of being a couch potato and sitting watching anything. They don't provide me with a kind of engagement, intellectual engagement. They're not taxing, you know, they're entertaining, but they're not taxing, you know.
Even with your body language, it looks like you want to literally go out and embrace. That's what you were doing with your arms. You want to go out and grab it all.
Yes, but it's this environment that provides that engagement. No matter what age, it's non-judgmental. And the library behind you is one of the most exceptional libraries I can ever imagine encountering. Absolutely wonderful. But above all else, for a retired adult, it is unthreatening and it's fun. It's immense fun. Best
way to describe it. It looks like you're having the time of your life, I have to say.
I am.
Thanks so
much.
You're very
welcome.
Enjoy your class.
Thank you.
Bye.
This is Where Are You Going, brought to you by the team at Loftus Media, and my name's Catherine Carr. Thank you very much for listening.